This morning at the all-school mass, I asked the children, I said, so what motivates you to do your homework? And it's like I was speaking another language, so I asked them again, what motivates you to actually accomplish your homework? You know what homework is, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, Father, and this and that. So what motivates you to do it? And the first courageous hand went up, and it was to get a good grade. I said, good, yeah. A good grade is good because it tells you that you're doing enough in that class to accomplish the expectations of what you're supposed to do. A bad grade in a class says, oh, I have to work harder on that. If I have a good grade in one, it's like I don't need to work harder in that area. I'm doing well. But over here is where I need to focus my work. So a good grade. That's a good motivation. What else? What motivates you? And one of the kids raised their hand and said, the love of learning. And I looked at the principal, and that's one of his virtues that he wants to instill in the students, you know, a love for learning. It's like, ah, I wonder where you got that idea, you know? And they all laughed. But the idea that, yeah, we can love learning, that learning things is, it's important to know things, and I can be motivated to do my homework because I actually love learning. And so there were a few others, they were all very positive and pious, and I said, so wait a minute, none of you does your homework because you're afraid you're going to get in trouble. Well, then one kid raised his hand and says, my parents motivate me to do my homework. And I was like, ah, there's some honesty. All right, mom and dad and their disappointment, their encouragement, all of that motivates you to do your homework. I think often motivation for my homework as a kid was just, yeah, the fear of disappointing the teacher or not doing what I was supposed to. Really didn't have a love for learning. Just needed to get it checked off and done and accomplished. That's all I really wanted to do. So the reality is that there are many motivations for learning. Doing one's homework. Accomplishing it. Checking it off. In the gospel text today, we have two different approaches to the proclamation, the presence of God coming to meet his people and then preparing them for it. You see the stark contrast between the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, John the Baptist, and in stark contrast we see the fulfillment in Jesus Christ himself, the Word of God, the Son of Man, the one that they've been waiting for, the Anointed One, the Messiah. We see a stark contrast between their approach to living life, even. But the problem with that generation is they had an excuse for both. They had an excuse not to be moved in the heart by the austerity of John and the warnings that he gave. They have an excuse not to be moved in the heart because what they see in Jesus and his mercy and compassion and sympathy with those who are broken and who are sinners. They have an excuse for both of them not to be moved, not to be changed, not to respond. Jesus warns them that both he and John the Baptist are children of wisdom. And wisdom will be vindicated by both of us. It's a warning to us, my brothers and sisters. What excuse do you have not to respond to Jesus today? There's one more thing that I want to do, and God won't be pleased with me doing it. So once I've accomplished that, once I've done that, then I'll start following him. You know, there's this other thing that you know, I know it's probably not in his will for me to do, but I'll get that done, and then I'll start following. Once I've accomplished that, once I've done this, we too have excuses. 2,000 years have gone by, but the same humanity remains. And so too, we can generate excuses in our heart. Why not to respond to the call of God? It is here, today. What must God do to motivate your heart to destroy all of your excuses? Are you content with where you are? Honestly, truthfully, content? Or do you want more? It's okay to want more, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus wants more for all of us. More peace, more joy, more love, more mercy. So, enough excuses. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart today, right now. What will you say to him if you're not opening the door? What excuse will you speak through the door? Come back tomorrow. I'm not ready today. Not like this. Jesus is knocking at the door of our heart right now. I can hear John Paul's voice. Pope St. John Paul, sorry. I can hear his voice. Open wide the doors to Christ. Don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters. Open the door of your heart. Amen.